Good news to the poor. William Callaghan's death left Catherine with greater freedom in many ways. She now had more time to spend on her many works of mercy. She continued to involve herself in the lives of the poor and the sick in Liffey Street and Mary Street. Her friend, Father Nugent, had moved to this part of the city and was doing wonderful work among the people. He had opened up a school for poor girls in Abbey Street, and Catherine took a great interest in it. She travelled in every day and spent many long hours teaching the young girls how to sew and make all kinds of fancy garments suitable for the wealthy ladies who lived in the area, many of them friends of Catherine. They opened up a little shop next door where all the work produced went on display and was sold for a good price. Catherine believed that the girls should be given a sense of how important their work was. She realised how necessary it was to teach them to be independent and to make use of the gifts God had given them. Catherine Macaulay was an heiress with a difference. Most women in her position would have taken their fortune and travelled the world. She had no thought for herself. Her only thoughts were for others. This was the secret of her great joy. She was happy only when she was giving, when she was making life easier for the hungry, gently comforting the sick and the homeless, and teaching the uneducated young girls who came to her. She was content when she was roaming the back streets and the laneways of Dublin, searching for the many who were often ashamed of being so poor and who had lost all dignity. Catherine had some wonderful friends, both Catholic and Protestant, who didn't quite understand what she was about, but who were very influenced by her strong, charming personality. She had a way of melting people's hearts, and there was always that twinkle in her eye. Catherine had been given a lot of thought to what she might do with her fortune. She had in her mind a dream house, a plan for a house of mercy that only herself and God knew about. But God had a plan too, that only God knew about.